Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thanks for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, if you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's our good friend. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And, Jim, let's move over to page two and talk about the jobs growth number for May. It disappointed, didn't it?
Well, it did very much. It basically showed a significant decline by private employers. It had to almost nothing in May from about 250,000 in April. And
the number was actually up, but it was because of the census workers,
That's right. They had, continuing bulge in census hiring. Take that out, and, essentially there were no new jobs created in May. And
the stock market didn't like that, did it?
No, it did not, because the concern here is that economic recovery might stall or maybe retreat. Maybe we're looking at a double dip recession. The concern goes, so it was bad. I should say this month when it's reported in, I believe next month, there will be a solid jump in private sector hiring, but then it'll be offset by departures from census jobs.
Right.
Kiplinger believes, we've looked at it, much, the recovery is intact, but still very modest job growth to the end of this year. That's it.
Yeah. Well, we are in, I heard someone a few months ago call this the mother of all jobless recoveries.
Well, and we're still waiting.
I think they're right about that. We reported on this, Jim. You were part of the team back, back in the earlier part of the last decade when we reported on this. And we had a jobless recovery in 2003, and then it came back. But this one's we got another one right now, and this
we do.
Part of the problem with the jobless recovery now is it's not just that some of the jobs that were lost aren't there anymore. It's that when people are hiring, people are not wanting to hire back. They're reluctant to put new people on payroll because of the uncertainty that we have in Washington right now. I think Washington's the policies that Washington is putting out there, the health care bill, like the cap and trade bill, like the card check bill, the union bill. Those are the kinds of things that make small business owners at least reluctant to hire new people.
I should say there are many factors right now that are causing many businesses, especially smalls, to say, "I'm going to wait another month or two, and then I'll reassess."
And Jim, I'm talking to these guys. I'm asking them, me. And I'm telling you, Jim, wherever I go, no matter where I am, when I ask those questions of small business owners, their answer is identical. One guy from on the West Coast to another lady on the East Coast, it doesn't matter. Their answer is the same. They're uncertain about how the policies in Washington are going to affect them.
And with that, any new hiring generally is temporary workers. I mean, overall in this country, that's what it is.
Right. Yeah. Jim, let's move down and talk about the now get this, folks. Kiplinger is reporting that the European debt crisis is going to slow the commercial real estate recovery in the United States. Jim, how's that connect?
Yeah, well, you can connect the dots here. That it will affect U.S. commercial real estate, and you have we call them chilly debt markets, and that is very cold, frozen, bad debt markets and reduced demands for exports ultimately sap confidence and job growth in the U.S., keeps them at modest levels. As we were saying, and that works against real estate, you know, because you have higher vacancies. Basically, it's that, you know, there's concern about the situation overseas in Europe. That is another uncertainty, you know, that basically makes people pause in terms of investments and expansion. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing here is that, for instance, the Russians are coming. They want to protect their assets, everything there, from any market turbulence. And, you know, basically, they are offering various things to do that, to try to insulate themselves. But it's becoming a magnet for foreign investment.
Yeah.
You know, so you have some places here. So ultimately, it's all part of the same story, but in this case, yes, more, you know, great concern about our economy going forward. And
but Jim, another what we were just talking about uncertainty, that's another problem with the commercial real estate industry, is, you know, if I'm uncertain about hiring new employees, then I don't need any new offices. I don't need a new desk. So if I don't need a new office for the new employee, for example, then I'm not going to need to move out of my existing place into a new place or expand with my employer. With my landlord.
And unlikely to buy new equipment.
It's all part of the same story, isn't it?
Right, it is. And unlikely to buy new equipment. It is part of the same. It's slow.
Right. Jim, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to come back and talk about President Obama's push for a climate change bill because of what's going on in the Gulf. Is that real? We're going to talk to Jim about that. He's going to talk to us about that, I should say. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ostroff. He's the associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and that's Kiplinger.com, right, Jim?
That is correct, yes.
Outstanding website. I encourage you to check it out, folks. Don't forget to check out all their publications. They've got the two biweekly letters, the California letter. No, I'm sorry, the tax letter and the
agriculture.
I've been around so long, folks, I know all these old. The tax letter and the
agriculture letter. That's correct.
I'll get it out in a minute, Jim.
Yeah, about me too.
Those two, and then of course the Personal Finance Magazine,
Of
course the flagship, the Kiplinger Letter. All that at Kiplinger.com. What about that phone number, Jim?
Yeah, there's a toll free number, 800-544-0155.
So check it out. Don't forget to tell them you want that Blasting Game 30-day free trial I worked so hard to get for you. Hey, Jim, let's talk about. Talk to us about what the Gulf oil spill, this biblical proportion environmental nightmare, an economic nightmare that we're experiencing in the Gulf of Mexico right now. What's that going to do to President Obama's climate change desires?
Basically, the president is looking to use this as a lever to advance a so-called climate change bill. The point being here, he looks and says, yeah, this is terrible. And it only, you know, it only shows once again that we must go and, you know, reduce our reliance on fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And that fossil fuels create carbon dioxide that supposedly causes global warming. So he's basically trying to funnel public concern and approbation about the oil spill into support for legislation that will basically, for the first time, regulate carbon dioxide emissions, primarily.
Is it going to work? Is this going to work to his advantage?
I was going to say, after all is said and done, no, because we've looked, and unless something changes dramatically, such as a significant increase in Democratic representation in Congress this fall after the election, there are too many members, Democrats and Republicans, who oppose this concept. But the administration is moving ahead administratively to limit carbon dioxide emissions. So, You know, as that plays out, it may well be next year or so that ultimately here that Congress does act to do something because they're concerned that the EPA's approach will be draconian. So we don't know. But the plan to use oil spill to gain leverage, pass a climate change bill, won't work. Won't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's move down. Somewhat associated with that is this information at the bottom of the page about the cars being lighter in the future in order to meet federal mandates for fuel efficiency. They're going to have to make them lighter so they don't burn as much gas. Is that going to produce a safety issue for us?
You know, let me just say yes, no, and yes. There are various safety requirements that must be met. So, you know, you might say cars will be the same size as they are now or lighter. And one way that you might say their integrity will be maintained is to use more ultra-strong steels that are being developed right now. One issue we're looking at is the fact that emergency responders will have a very tough time if they have to cut into cars because of the ultra-strong steel.
Well, the other thing is, you know, the lighter a car is, the more likely it is to go airborne, you know.
Is a factor. And still, if it is lighter and is in collision with a bigger vehicle or something on the roadside, it's just physics. And there is an increased likelihood for injury and death.
Jim, let's move quickly over to page 4 and talk about you guys had Blanche Lincoln on the death watch list as the incumbent most endangered, and it turns out she, at least from a primary standpoint, she pulled it off this week.
Well, yeah, she did. And
the senator from Arkansas.
That is correct. Blanche Lincoln, two-term member. And she pulled a surprising victory in the primary, you know, out of the hat against the lieutenant governor of Arkansas.
A very liberal lieutenant governor.
Yes, and that is correct. Now, of course.
So that probably wasn't good for the Republicans. They probably needed to go against the more liberal guy, and I suspect Lincoln's going to be a little harder to get out in November than the other guy would have. Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. Will you be here? You're going to be here next week, aren't you?
I certainly will, and I look forward to it. Have a great day.
We are, too. Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiplinger Editors. He'll be back. I will be, too, tomorrow. I'll be back with you then. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.